I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. A new report says militant groups linked to Bashar al-Assad's regime increasingly use Europe as a drug trafficking route. One analyst tells Euronews that Syria's captagon business in the Arabian Peninsula is three times larger than the trade produced by Mexican cartels. Tom Doyle of Uncharted Ministries.
People that work in abnormal jobs are not making enough money to sustain themselves. People are desperate. They're stealing. There's kidnapping. There's the worst social problems you can imagine. That's the bad news. But the good news is when people are in the midst of desperation, there is a heightened response to the gospel.
Captagon results in a temporary high, while gospel truth leads to everlasting hope. Please pray for endurance as church leaders disciple new believers. Some people say we're in the Chinese century as China advances its influence and interests around the world. Kurt Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China.
Whether we like it or not, China has an incredible amount of influence in the world. They're leading the world in trade. You know, when you import and export around the world, there are initiatives that they have instituted that are giving them influence in places that other nations are losing influence.
This also means biblical impact in China has echoes worldwide. Bibles for China works with Chinese Christians to distribute Bibles, and they're seeing spiritual fruit. Please pray for China to be a platform for Christ's message of salvation.
China's making a difference in the world. We want to make sure that difference that they make is a godly difference.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them November 5th through the 19th. Get yours free at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.